This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There is a word not being said out loud very much as congressional Republicans in the White House roll out their tax plan. That word is if. For all the gotta pass spin you hear people giving this thing, the fact is getting from today to a bill sitting on the president's desk is still a very big if. So if a tax overhaul does get done, it'll be the first time in a generation that has happened, 1986. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore explains what made it possible back then.
The great tax reform of 1986 began a couple years earlier, when everyone seemed to be complaining about and campaigning on the tax code.
There became a mood in the country that the tax system in our country was not fair. It was too complicated.
Senator Byron Dorgan was a congressman in 1984 on the House Ways and Means Committee.
President Reagan campaigned on it, as did Democrats in the Congress.
Let us go forward with an historic reform for fairness, simplicity, and incentives for growth.
President Ronald Reagan, in his 1984 State of the Union, calling for the Treasury Department to study tax reform. Gene Sterley worked at Treasury on that study.
One of our tricks to get the study going was to try to build a base on those principles that that most people would hold in common.
People, meaning Republicans and Democrats. And principles like people with equal income should pay the same in taxes, or government should avoid setting up incentives that distort markets. Senator Bill Bradley was a co-sponsor of the Senate's version of tax reform. He told Marketplace Weekend senators worked from similar principles.
And the message there was something in this for everybody.
That basic openness to bipartisanship and mutual values was present at times in the House, the Senate, and the executive branch in 1984, 85, and 86 in a way that is rare today. Gene Sterley.
Right now, most of what I've seen in tax reform resembles what we saw earlier in health reform. It starts off with a set of wants. Wants are not bad, but they're not a base of principles around which you can organize real reform.
Do not imagine, though, that back in the mid-80s there was some kind of national kumbaya moment around tax reform. Senator Dorgan.
It never had robust life. You know, it always looked like it was on oxygen.
It almost fell apart numerous times.
Joe Thorndike is a tax historian with Tax Analysts, a nonprofit publisher on tax policy. Democrats were still reeling from their election loss and fighting amongst themselves. Republicans were divided on how to pay for tax reform. Both parties were miles apart from one another. But, he says,
no one wanted to be responsible for killing tax reform. You know, it was starting to develop some political momentum.
The basic framework that both Congress and the president agreed upon in its simplest version was to broaden the tax base, shut down loopholes, get more people paying taxes, in order to lower the tax rates for people generally.
The top rate drops to 28% from, it had been 50% before that for individuals. I mean, that's a gigantic drop. But in exchange for that, people gave up a lot of things.
The fact that so many interests had to give up a loophole, deducting your interest on credit card debt, for example, was in some ways a plus. Gene Sterley again.
So that if you came to me and said, you know, why are you going after my tax break? I could say, well, we went after everybody's tax break. You tell me why your special tax break should be kept.
But among all the loopholes that were closed in 86 was one in particular that made tax reform back then much easier, according to Senator Dorgan. Tax shelters were rampant at the time.
Closing that huge loophole came up with some significant revenue that allowed us then to reduce the tax rate generally. That doesn't exist today.
Tax historian Joe Thorndike says many of the other loopholes that were closed belonged to business interests, whereas today it's business taxes that are supposed to get lowered in tax reform.
The big beneficiaries in 1986 were individuals, and businesses ended up picking up the tab.
2017 is no 1986. Senator Byron Dorgan.
Most ingredients that existed in 1986 do not exist now.
And for all the successes of the 1986 tax reform, many of them were undone in the decades that followed. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.